It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
What are we on, day four?
Yeah.
Yes. Of this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still in the studio.
Yes.
We don't know how long that will be for. We're prepared to go from home if we have to. But right now, we are keeping a small, tight group.
Yes.
Yep. We are not trying to go out very much. We are sticking together and going home and minding our business. Yes,
which
Gibbons.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
I had a very adventurous day yesterday.
Okay.
I rounded up some old clothes and I dropped them off at Goodwill without talking or touching anybody.
I was going to say, you went to a store?
Drove right through, dropped it off outside and left.
There you go.
Smart.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I started to notice the breakdowns, not only in everyone else, myself.
Yeah,
because
you're breaking down at home when you're bringing it to work too. You can't get away from your anxiety and your stress right now.
Everywhere,
it's everywhere.
Because at work, we don't know what's happening tomorrow. Yeah. We don't know if somebody in the building will be test positive or we'll have to go work from home. We don't know. It will be okay. I'm not worried about. You know, I'm not worried. We'll be okay.
It's the uncertainty that gets you.
Certainty.
Yeah.
So I was irritated all day on edge, man. I was ready to kill Riggs.
Yeah.
I was ready to kill Gibbons.
Couldn't tell.
I was ready to kill intern Kevin, but that's standard. I mean, he knows that I love him.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm literally snapping on everybody. And I walk down the hall, and our coworker, who is not on the radio, says to me, "I'm losing it." And I go, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Oh, our kid's driving us crazy. My husband's losing money left and right from his job because of work problems."
Uh-huh.
She's like, "Our kids sleep until 1 p.m. and we're at work trying to get him up. He's 14. We get home, he's still sleeping." She's like, losing our minds.
Everybody is, man.
Everybody is. And I'm like, I know, right? So I call my cousin last night, the one that has freaking Hodgkin's lymphoma, that has cancer. She's 25.
Yes.
I call her in Chicago. She's quarantined because she is going through chemo, cannot get sick.
Compromised, yes.
She lives with her boyfriend. She goes, "Girl, I told him I have cancer. Get the bleep out of this house. I need a minute." She goes, "We're just losing it."
Yeah.
She goes, "We got in bed. He's like scratching my back." I go, "Get off of me." She goes, "I'm literally going crazy." And I'm like, everyone is, and we don't want to take our like health and life for granted. But the reality is we're starting to snap.
A little bit. It's your mental health. By the way, you can text to 71037 or you can call us 414-799-1037. I guess, what is your freak out then? When did you have a freak out? Is that the question?
Are people starting to lose it? Are people still holding it together? What are your big stressors? Is it your kids at home? Is it your job? Is it that not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow? Like, I need to spill the tea with people out there.
I talked to a teacher. I talked to a teacher yesterday. A teacher who's doing a lesson plan for her kids at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
doing individual videos for all of her students, letting them know every day that she's there for
good
them.
For her,
having a Google Hangout in the morning and the afternoon, and on top of that, homeschooling her own children as well.
Yes,
so in between teaching the kids that she's already responsible and being paid to teach, she's also having to teach her own kids at home who are of a different age. I can't even imagine what that's like.
Well, that's the thing for those of us that are still working because we have to, because we're essential like us. When my ex-husband sent me the schedule of the school day, I laughed. I said, I have a job.
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't know what's going on at your house, but I'll fit it in when I fit it in. And I agree with you. The teachers are doing their own kids and it's hard.
Both. Double duty.
Oh my God, the phone lines are going insane.
71037 or you can call us 414-799-1037. So what's frustrating you? What was your big blow up moment that you've had?
Let's talk each other off the ledge, please.
Yes, please. We're all here for each other. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Allie was just talking about the freak out moment she had yesterday.
Day four. I'm ready to kill everyone, including Riggs and Gibbons. And I openly admit it, because if we don't talk about it, we're just going to kill each other.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm losing it. And people around me are telling me how they're losing it. And they're getting short with people and irritable because the uncertainty. So I was just like, let's just talk and vent together.
Yes.
What's wrong?
I feel bad because I haven't had that moment yet. It's coming. And I know it's coming, too.
You'll probably get the stir crazy because you don't have kids.
I will, too. It happened yesterday. I was like reading a book and I was like, what am I doing?
Riggs says it hasn't happened yet. But yesterday,
I started to think about it yesterday. I was like, this could drive me nuts if I'm just sitting here by myself. My wife's in the other room. She's working because she works from home.
Oh, so she still is doing work.
Yeah, she's already doing. She can work remotely.
Okay.
Because she's talking to other radio stations around the country. She gets music played on radio stations. That's her job. So she's always working from home. So this is like nothing to her.
And these text people are saying to 71037, somebody said, I was crying in my car after work because my hours got cut and we were trying to buy a house. I'm like, the people are going through tough times. So let's just go to the phones and vent away.
Now, what's your meltdown moment you've had with day four of quarantine now? 71037.
Of 100.
Or you can text to 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this? Hello?
Julie,
what's up? What was your meltdown moment for day four of quarantine? Or maybe it's already happened.
So, I had a meltdown moment actually after talking to my mom, who has literally lost what's left of her mind.
What do you mean? Like Alzheimer's dementia, or is she just paranoid?
No.
She's just
not
paranoid.
At all.
Okay.
She's losing it.
Feeding into all of this and like completely losing it, and she's feeding off the panic and the hysteria.
Yes,
this is like the balance that I think we're all struggling with, or we should be, is watching the news enough to be informed, because we need to be right now. This is important. It's a pandemic, but at the same time, not getting so consumed with it that you're losing it. It's a hard balance, and I work on this every day. Yeah. How much news can I watch? But I have to have a limit, but I have to stay informed. It's a struggle. And if people have to do that for work, whether you have a business and you're not sure if you have to close, you have to stay informed. So I feel you,
We have
Julie.
To do that for here. I feel like I have to read five or six different articles and sources, because if I'm going to come on the radio and talk about something like this to hundreds of thousands of people, I want to know my ish. I want to know what I'm saying is true and factual.
Julie,
it's stressful, yes.
How are you dealing with your mom losing it? Are you just going, chill out, we're going to be okay, or what?
I tried to take that route, and it just made her more angry.
Oh.
So I just stopped talking.
You went, forget it. Never mind. Right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hope everything's all right. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be here. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Kelsey.
Kelsey. So what was your little meltdown moment from being quarantined?
So actually, mine's the opposite. I'm an ER nurse, so... I can't be quarantined, but the constant of people telling me like how crazy it is with their kids at home in general has been like nuts. And I'm like, I wish I could be home with my kids.
Right. I can relate to that. The people that aren't working and we're still working going, but wait.
Yeah. Like it's nothing. And you're right. Like the uncertainty of like what's happening. Not having proper supplies, it's ludicrous.
Well, we're thinking of you guys in the ER because we know you guys are struggling and they're trying to get that figured out.
You're on the front lines of this whole thing.
With not enough supplies. And they were trying to figure that out, unfortunately. So we're feeling for you guys. And you're trying not to get sick and you have kids at home.
Yeah. Hopefully they figure it out.
Yeah. Thanks for doing all you're doing out there.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Yeah, shout out to all the people, especially grocery store workers who still have to go to work. Target employees, Meijer employees.
To you.
Yeah. 799-1037. We'll keep this going because you got to get it out. We're all here for each other. Your meltdown moment because you've been quarantined. What happened? What made you lose your mind? It's okay. It happens. Get it out. It's good for your mental health. More calls and texts next. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
We're on day four of quarantine. Maybe you're on day two or three or whatever day of quarantine. And have you had a meltdown moment yet? It's 414-799-1037. Or you can text us to 71037. And it's good to get this stuff out because maybe you're at home and you can't yell at your husband anymore.
Yeah. We got to vent because I was losing it yesterday and I'm like, this is day four and I'm losing it.
Yeah.
This is not good.
So what was your meltdown moment? 414-799-1037. Have you had a meltdown moment yet?
No, it's the thing of the worrying about, you know, making sure there's some kind of income coming in.
Yeah.
Because everything's been died down as an Uber driver.
Oh, you're driving Uber. I'm surprised
everybody's been basically quarantined in their house, but the people that are getting out, you know, you got the complaints of, you know, is there enough stuff in the stores for us to survive?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are acting like this is the apocalypse when it's not.
No, it doesn't
have
to be.
Well, it's not, but if you get quarantined, this is what we need to understand, people. If you get quarantined because you have it, you can't leave the house. Mm-hmm. Or you shouldn't. I shouldn't say you can't.
You shouldn't.
That's the only preparation I'm worried about. Do I have food for 10 days, mm-hmm. For my children?
Yeah. And if you are, do you have friends or somebody that can help bring you things?
Yeah. No, the toilet paper is crazy.
Yeah, Don't get me started on the toilet paper. Oh, that's my wife, man.
Triggered!
Thanks for calling, Julie. Well, stay safe out there.
Hang in there. I know you're worried about your paycheck, so hang in there.
See ya.
Yeah, I'm surviving. That's all we can do.
A lot of people worried about paychecks. Service industry workers, restaurant workers, managers, barbacks, all that stuff.
How are you going to pay for things? How are you going to pay your bills? There was an amazing landlord on the news last night, not here, in another city, in another state, who basically told his tenants, he owns a bunch of buildings, he said, I want you business owners to not pay April rent.
Yeah.
And I want you to take your April rent and pay your employees.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I'm getting goosebumps. Seriously. I know it was one of those stories you needed to hear, last night. And so he said, "I've got money.
Yeah,
I told everyone that rents for me businesses, no rent in April. Pay your employees."
I think the president said that they're not foreclosing on any houses right now.
No,
they
can't.
They're
how can you do
tax
that when people
are pushed back?
And it's not their fault.
Tax payments are being deferred for 3 months. So people are still file your taxes though. You still have to file them.
Right, right.
799-1037. We can take your phone call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Shelly,
what was your meltdown moment during the quarantine? What's going on?
Well, it's just ongoing because of the fact that I'm actually a psychotherapist. And
okay.
So I'm kind of in that in-between where I'm not like a medical doctor, but, I am responsible for the mental health of our community.
Good, thank you.
Are you free? Are you free this afternoon?
Yeah, right.
Do you have any openings?
Can you do some FaceTime sessions, please?
Hello?
Yes. And that's the other problem, though, right now, is that with all of this going on, we still want to be there for our clients, but, insurance companies have flat out refused to be paying us for telehealth. And so, that is a huge issue, too, because we're trying to not, have to be sitting in an office with people and putting other people at risk, but what are the choices?
You luckily work in a profession where you can do a video conference or even a phone call with somebody,
exactly.
Just someone to talk to on a professional level for their own mental health.
I was going
to
say, what do you suggest we do in times like this when we're starting to lose it? Give me two or three things I can do when I'm literally losing my mind.
Self-help from a psychotherapist.
That's
go.
That's a good question. I just came across something this morning that I shared with some of my colleagues that actually talks about what are the things that you have to recognize are in your control? So those are the things trying to come up with activities and things you can do in your home. And
washing your hands.
But that's rigs.
That's in your control, though.
Oh, yes. I think she meant a full activity, like a craft or a puzzle, right? Or a movie.
Right, right. In terms of making sure that you get enough time, going outside, in terms of taking a walk in the neighborhood, the things that right now that we still are able to do, and recognizing the things that you have absolutely no control over, which is your community. What is in the grocery stores, the motives behind other people that you're shopping with. Those are the things that you can't dwell on because we don't have any control over it.
Yeah.
But it is hard. It's really hard.
Amen. You just read my life, girl. Trying to let control the things you can't control. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling in. We needed someone like you to shine us some light.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll still take call. People are wanting to call. They got to get this out.
Yeah, vent away, man.
Day four of quarantine, your meltdown moment.
We're losing it.
You can take, we'll read your text to 71037 or 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always text us 71037 or call 414-799-1037. What was your meltdown moment? What happened? So we got a text, which, Allie, I wanted to throw this at you.
Yeah.
To 71037. Somebody said, today was the first day my daughter, who's 8, told me she's scared. I don't know what to tell her.
Aww.
I'm freaking out inside in my own head, trying not to panic in front of her. What are people telling their kids?
I wouldn't panic. I would just, I've been telling my kids, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But it is very imperative that you wash your hands when we come in and out of this house, which we have gotten down easily.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I don't want to be crazy, but I Lysol on my own. I do the door handles.
Yeah.
I do things that we touch when we come in and out, because you could be picking up the virus out and then bringing it back into your house.
Yeah.
You want to stop that is the goal, and just everyone stay safe. So I would say be matter of fact, but you don't have to tell them everything. They're only 8.
Right.
So I don't go, 100 people in the U.S. Well, if your kids are listening, I don't go, this many people died from this today. I would never tell them that. But I would say, in order for everyone to be safe, which is what I've told Owen and Hudson, and for older people to be safe and newborn babies and people that are sick, we need to do our part, which is washing your hands in and out of this house and anywhere you go and keeping it clean, period.
Yes, and just staying away from big groups for a while, too, and that's okay.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Uh-huh. And you're going to be okay if you just do the right things.
Exactly.
That's what I tell them.
Yeah. 799-1037. You can call if you'd like to. Good morning, Kiss FM. What was your meltdown moment? What happened? You've been quarantined for so long now. What happened?
Kaylee?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. What happened?
So my meltdown moment was I'm a mother, and I have a two-year-old at home that is still in diapers.
Uh-huh.
And I went to like 7 different stores the other night to get diapers for her, and nobody had her size.
Oh, man.
And I was freaking out trying to like
what do you do?
Make sure that she had diapers. I ended up going to all the way out to Menominee Falls. I live in West Dallas.
Oh, wow.
And I drove all the way out there, and I called a bunch of different stores, and they were like, yeah, we have it. They're in stock. So I spent like 3 hours looking for diapers, and then now I finally have some, and I bought more than I normally do just so that I don't have to do this again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You cannot be the only person looking for formula and diapers.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if there's like, something we could do about that.
People are hoarding that kind of stuff too, I bet.
Yeah,
and people
like
are
to,
finding
can
it.
Can I
yeah.
break into those people's houses and steal it and then
Absolutely.
Take it to the people that actually need it?
Yeah, 100%.
I will say no legally
okay,
on the air. No, you can't
not,
do that.
I will not.
I'll say yes though, I don't care. Hey,
right?
thanks for calling. Appreciate listening this morning.
Maybe that's, you know, these people that bought stuff for baby showers need to donate
it. Start donating it back, yes.
Because, and worry about it later, because the showers ain't happening,
I'll take one more call to 799-1037. Do you have a meltdown moment, huh?
Hey, I'd like to share my meltdown moment.
Oh, God, what happened?
I went from working maybe 6 to 8 hours a day, and I'm working 12-hour shifts right now. I work for a meat company, so we're providing meat to homes and grocery stores, because obviously the restaurants are closed. But I am also in the midst of planning my wedding. And we had to cancel our wedding shower yesterday, and I totally had a breakdown in the middle of work.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were getting ready and you were getting excited for it, and then you had to cancel it and you weren't prepared for that.
Yeah.
And it got real.
We were trying to mentally prepare for it, but there's nothing like putting hours and hours of planning a wedding and then, sorry guys, can't have a wedding shower. Got to cancel our bachelorette party, and we are literally 5 days outside of the deadline to canceling our venue.
Hopefully some of those places will work with you, though, given the current situation of the world.
And just be happy you have each other. If you're that in love, you're getting married.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not alone. No, really, no, you're not alone. You have someone you love who's healthy, I'm assuming.
Yes.
As we just learned from the psychotherapist, what are the things you can control here?
Yes.
The wedding at the end of the day, you put your heart and soul into it, but it's just a thing at the end of the day. The love's there. Oh my God, who am I?
Seriously.
Who the hell am I?
And take all that money we're going to spend on the wedding and put it to the market or a down payment on a house. What?
Oh
what? Silver linings.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's not that even just the wedding part, it's all the family that have their flights booked and ready to come up and visit us. And it's heartbreaking. But at the same time, it's understandable. It's out of our control, like you said.
Yeah. Aw, I understand. Don't be, she's upset.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling and getting it off, though. Getting it off your chest probably feels good.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I think all of us have had our meltdown moments.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, small businesses that are struggling, we've created a page just for you at 1037kissfm.com/open.
Love this.
Right there on our homepage, where if you're a local business struggling, but you're still open, offering like to-go orders or pickup orders because there's no dining in, you can submit your business name there. And there's a whole list of local businesses that you can help out. Maybe buy a gift card if you don't want to buy food.
Yeah.
Buy a gift card, use it again later, just to help these small businesses that are struggling so much in this time. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.